got hurt second last game of the season. So I had surgery a couple of days after I injured myself. And it's been about 8.5 months. I've been down in LA area, rehabbing, getting my knee stronger, working out. So it's been a long, slow process, but, you know, I kind of knew what it was going to be like, and didn't want to push it too fast or anything, but, you know, I'm healthy now, and it feels good, and, you know, just took a while.
What kind of things have you been doing in practice with the team?
You know, today was my first practice, so just kind of getting back to the football drills, getting my hands better, and you know, working on the drops. Now that I'm playing outside linebacker. So, you know, just trying to adjust to the speed of everything and trying to learn on the go.
So. Can you talk about your experience playing in a 3-4 defense before?
Yeah, we did that my senior year. Prior to that, I just played DN in the 4-3 at Washington State. But my senior year, we switched to the 3-4. And, you know, I was pretty good at that. I feel like it was good to have that experience under my belt. Kind of showed that I was versatile and stuff like that. So,
how was that transition process from the 4-3 to the 3-4?
It wasn't bad. You know, I had a spring to adjust to it and all of fall camp, so it wasn't a bad adjustment at all. I'd played linebacker in high school before, so it wasn't, you know, a major, major adjustment. I'd done some of the things like that before.
Okay.
What was it like playing against Chip's offense in college?
It's very fast, and they're always trying to get you out of position, so I mean, you had to try and match their tempo, so we had to practice at a really fast tempo, and you know, that was always hard to do, but you know, we had some success at times, you know, stopping it. But
how did you have that kind of success?
You know, we had our calls ready to go. We didn't come in with a lot of calls that we were going to try and match with theirs. We just kind of had a few base calls to kind of try and stop their whole plethora of plays. But
did you know the Eagles were interested in you? Had you had communication with them from before?
One of their scouts had called me and just said once I was cleared that they could be giving me a call, so I think that's really about it.
What is it about this defense that you feel fits you in particular? What can you bring to the table?
You know, I'm a good pass rusher off the edge, and I'm pretty good in coverage too. So, you know, I can kind of play that outside linebacker position. It's kind of my natural position, so you know, I feel like I'm a good fit for that.
Do you feel that kind of helps you get up to speed a little faster than some of the other guys who are coming in trying to learn a 3-4 for the first time?
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I'm still kind of learning on the fly. I had to learn the whole playbook yesterday, so it's going to be a adjustment period, but you know, I'm gonna have to do it.
It's been a whirlwind, right?
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of days.
What's the last 24 hours been like in particular? What time did you get in here yesterday?
I got in here on Sunday, actually.
Sunday, okay.
I had my workout Monday in the morning, had a physical in the afternoon, and then was signed later in the afternoon and went to meetings at night and
just kind of thrown in the fire.
And then yesterday I was in here going through the playbook all day with coach, so it's been crazy.
How's the knee feel?
It feels good.
Yeah, 100%. You think, or is
it's 100%.
Is there any? Do you feel anything when you're out there moving, or you kind of feel like you can just?
When
react?
I'm out there moving, it feels good. It kind of gets a little stiff after just sitting for a while, but you know, when I'm out there moving, it feels good.
What's it like being at your first training camp, first day?
So it's fast, and it's gonna get used to it. But it's a good experience. I'm happy I'm here. Just keep getting better.